Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is Value Side for Wednesday, October 13. Today, positive results from J.P. Morgan, but... That, plus today's economic report, as well as corporate earnings, coming right up. Well, it's often said that it's rarefied air on Wall Street. Well, if that's true, the air is even more rare uptown at the Park Avenue headquarters of the nation's largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase. I almost said the nation's largest commercial bank, but with the repeal of Glass-Steagall, the House of Morgan became so much more than just a commercial bank. Today, the Morgan is the second largest mergers and acquisition firm in the world, a business they were barred from under the aforementioned Glass-Steagall. And it was mergers and acquisitions that were the real driving force behind J.P. Morgan's stellar earnings today. The street estimates were for Morgan to earn about $3 per share, but in fact they beat that, coming in at a $3.74 per share mark. And over a quarter of that revenue came from mergers and acquisitions, M&A. And this underscores the two-tier economy that we have. On the one hand, there's the economy of you and me, one measured in terms of products and services, the everyday commercial interchange of everyday business. But on the other hand is the economy of finance, a world in which whole companies are bought and sold, merged into mega firms, generally in technology, building the dominant enterprises that really drive this economy. We all know the names so well. Walmart, Apple, Google, Facebook, Microsoft. We watch them every day when we look at the stock market. And as I've pointed out before, these are by and large less technology companies and more investment bankers themselves. A quick look at Wikipedia shows literally hundreds of companies that these firms have acquired in becoming what they are today. Google acquiring YouTube and Fitbit. PayPal acquiring Honey, Verizon purchasing AOL and Yahoo, Cisco acquiring AppDynamic, and the list literally goes on and on and on. And each acquisition becomes an integral part of what makes the parent company what it is. Imagine Google without YouTube, or Verizon without AOL. And J.P. Morgan has been the perfect facilitator for all this, providing bridge loans and M&A expertise that has helped make today's acquisitions possible. That's why Morgan's M&A services surged to $3 billion this quarter and now represents over a quarter of Morgan's total revenue. Now, I would be miss in all of this if I didn't point out the other partner in this equation, the unsung hero, which really makes it all possible. That's right, it's the stock market. With a red-hot bull market like we've had for literally years now, acquisitions become the principal way companies expand. It is, after all, easier to put together a deal using your newly appreciated stock than it is to actually build something. Better to buy your competitor out than outcompete him. And so we should expect to see more and more deals for as long as this bull market remains. But should the market falter, then we will see the M&A business dry up as it does during each and every bear market. Now, one final note on Morgan's earnings. For those concerned about the nation's health, you'll be happy to know that the Federal Reserve, at least, has essentially declared that the worst of the pandemic is now over. The Fed allowed J.P. Morgan to release $2.1 billion from its reserves. Reserves that the Fed determined would be needed for the pandemic, but not now. That release contributed about 20% of Morgan's bottom line. Now, Wall Street is all abuzz about the latest release on inflation. The inflation rate in September ticked up to 5.4%. This matched the 13-year high also reached in June and July of this year. But an interesting note, the monthly inflation for September was 0.4%, which, if I've done my math correctly, indicates that the monthly current inflation rate is 4.8%. It looks to me like inflation is actually cooling down a little right now after hitting those highs back in midsummer. Now, in overnight economics reports, Great Britain reported their first look at the country's GDP coming in at 6.9%. That was above estimates. While China reported one of the worst auto sales I think I've ever seen. Car sales in China down 19.6%. This may indicate some real weakness in China's core consumers' willingness to buy big-ticket items. Now, in addition to those Morgan earnings, BlackRock has also posted their results. Both stocks are currently trading higher. Looking over at the futures desk after having been higher last night, things are pretty much muted right now, with gold and bonds up slightly, but drops in commodities, notably oil, which is down right now, and lumber is down big. Cryptos also currently down at the moment. And that's the value side for Wednesday, October 13. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. Thank you.